The perek starts with a nevuah from Pinchas. It's a very interesting nevuah. He's giving musar to Klal Yisrael. And the musar, the way it starts, doesn't call Pinchas by his name. Pinchas either is called Pinchas or he's called Elio. It calls him a malach. Vayal malach Hashem min ha-gilgol el ha-boichim. That's the lashon of the pasuk. So Rashi brings down Malach Hashem, Shaninu b'seder olam zehoya Pinchas. Pinchas. So first of all, obvious. The Novi is telling us here that a Novi could be called a Malach, and that there's a Medrash Rabbi in Bamidbar. The Medrash Rabbi in Bamidbar brings down Hanavim nimshelu l'malachim. The Medrash Rabbah says here in Bamidbar Tazayin, "Chayin uaymer b'Moshe, vayishlach malach vayetziyin, chimalach oyev ale Moshe." Ela mikan, shanevim nikru malachim, neviim amalachim. And then the Medrash Rabbah brings our pasuk, "Chayin uaymer vayah malach Hashem in agilgal el aboichim, haloi pinchas oya." Ela mikan. So what stands out here is a very, very fascinating thing. That in Gan's Tanakh, even though a Navi could be called a Malach, that's the point of the Medrash. A Navi could be called a Malach. A Malach, you have to know why, but a Navi could be called a Malach. But Lamaise, in Gan's Tanakh, it's found twice. By Moshe and by Pinchas. So clearly it's coming to tell us something. Something unique. Normally, Nevi'im are not called Malachim. The Medrash is saying, you could call a Navi a Malach. Nevi'im Nikroim Malachim. Im Kol Zeh, the Medrash only finds two Nevi'im that were called Malachim. One of them is Moshe. And something about this Nevu'ah, somehow the Medrash feels is makes sense that the title Malach could be used over here. So Shaila is why. So I want to be aiming on that. Basically, Pinchas gives Klal Yisrael Musar, regular Musar, standard. Al eschem im Mitzrayim, vav yeschem alos ashen ishbati lav yisechem. I took you out of Mitzrayim. I brought you to Eretz Yisrael. For Oymar, and I said, Hashem said, my plan was Loy offer brisi itchem loylam. My plan was to only do chesed for Klal Yisrael. That's what Pinchas is telling Klal Yisrael. But, however, you didn't keep your end of the deal. For loy shematem bekoili, mazoy sasisen. Memela gebze musel. He says now memela. Because Pinchas tells them, it's not going to be so gishmak. It's not going to be so gishmak. My plan was it should be gishmak. I would like it to be gishmak. But the Eibishter tells Klal Yisrael, you didn't keep your end of the deal. Vayihi kedaber malach Hashem es hadvor me'ela kol Yisrael. Again, it calls Pinchas a malach. This is like a classic nevuah. Go through Sefer Yeshaya, go through Sefer Yirmiyah. It's a classic nevuah. And another tells Klal Yisrael, you're misbehaving. But clearly something unique over here that it calls the one who's giving the nevuah a malach. Why? So I'll share with you an idea which is very important to absorb this idea, not just for somebody who's a mashgiach or a mechanech. Every person, be'etzim, is a mechanech. Chaim Volozhiner used to get up by Sheva Brachas of his Talmidim. Every Volozhiner Talmud, he would get up by Sheva Brachas, and he would point to the chosen, he would say, "You're Rosh Hashiva." And then he would turn to the kala, and "You're a mashgiach. Mashgicho." Why? Because he said a base Yisrael, a bias be Yisrael, is a base chinuch. Why is it different than a yeshiva? It's a yeshiva. It's a smaller yeshiva. It's a yeshiva. Yehalt Reb Menachem. Baltas design a Rosh Yeshiva. Right? Every chosn is a Rosh Yeshiva. A kala is a mashkiach. So you have to know, meaning, Torah Masorah conventions for mechanchim, really you need parents have to be mechanchim. Right? You have to be a mechanch. You're being mechanch. You're starting a yeshiva in Klal Yisrael. Clearly, something about this nevuah that Pinchas did was a home run. That's the way you have to look at it. This nevuah was a home run, and that's why we take the highest title possible to give a Navi. So the Medrash says it's accurate. To call a Navi a Malach is accurate. It's not an inaccurate title. But Lamaisa, it's the most elevated title. The only other Navi that got that title was Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And that's the title, the Navi, that's what Pinchas is called over here. So obviously, there's something about the Navi. I'll tell you another thing that's a home run. It says, Klar, Vayisu ha'om es koilom vayifku. They did shoot. Somehow the message got through. And the message got through so strongly that Vayikra Shem Amokoy Mahu Boichim Vayizbuchu Shem LaShem. You have to realize when you call a place that name, it means this was a very significant event. This place got a name, a title, Boichim. Because Pinchas managed, with these couple of sentences, he managed to get them to do tshuva. So now we understand why we're calling him a malach. Now we have to see why. What was the magic? Well, how was he so successful? Right? But he was. Doyle may remember, some of you anyway, in Parshas Vayishlach, we often talk about the idea that Yaakov called the name of the city Sukkos. That's right. It's a strange name. Right? Because if you look at the Pasuk, it's a strange name. What does the Pasuk say? Vayivin loy bayis, ulemiknei was a Sukkos, al ken kora shem amokah ma'u Sukkos. Very strange name, right? Who names a city after the doghouse? That would be like a person moves into a town, he builds a beautiful thing for his children, and instead of a lot of people, when they build, especially developers, when they build streets, they give a street the name of their wife. That's if they have good shalom bais. Yeah? Another street, the name after one of their children. Sometimes it's their own name, Junior, Charles Junior. When you name a whole city, you want to name it after something chashuv. So what does the pasuk say? Vayivin loy bayis, he built for himself a bayis. Ulumiknei was a sukkah. To the cattle he made corrals. Vayikra shem amokam al sukkahs. It's a pella. He called it Snoopy Town. That's the Gansam Isa, right? Snoopy Village. And the pasuk seems to explain. Al Kain. So again, not to go into that, it's not sukkahs now. But if you look in the tour, in Ilchus Rish Chodesh, the Torah brings down from his brother, Rabbeinu Yehuda, that each one of the others established was one of the miyazdim of the Yomim Tov. Avram Avinu, Pesach, Lushi Vasi, Ugois, Yitzchak Avinu, Miyasid, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, with Matan Torah, with the Isle of Yitzchak, which was the Isle of Matan Torah. And Yaakov Avinu, says the Torah, from his brother, was Miyasid Sukkos. And he brings this pasuk. Al Ken Kor L'Mokom Ha'u Sukkos. Weird. But if you look in Targum Yonasan, you'll see a fascinating thing. Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says, not the way you read it simply. Simply you learn, he built himself a house, and he built for his cattle a corral. That's how you read the pasuk. Vayivinoi Bait. Targum Yonasan Zoknit Azeh. Targum Yonasan is a translation. He's translating it differently. Vayiven loy bayis, zok the Targum Yonasan, Zu Beis Ulpanya. He built himself a Beis Medrash. Ulmiknei was a sukkah. That was for his whole rechush. His house was called a corral. Bekitzel, Yaakov Avinu, when he came out of Eretz Yisrael, he was miyaset to his family. The Iker is the Beis Medrash. Everything else is Arai. Ulmiknei was a sukkah. That was such an important lesson that that's what he called the name of the town. People should remember, where you're living, the physical is Sukkot. We know the Yom Tov of Sukkot, one of the Yesodis of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, is that the whole world is a Diras Arai. So it makes a lot of sense that the Yom Tov of Sukkot came from this Al Kein Korel Hamoka Mahu Sukkot. So here, the Pinchas had such an influence on Klal Yisrael that they reached the level of Bechir, and they called the name of that place Boichin. Obviously, it was a tremendous impact. So what was Pinchas' impact? What was the Koyach? So I'll tell you, Rabbi Isai, a simple word. It's a very simple Yisoid. By Musar, we find, when you give somebody Musar, so the Navi tells us, it seems to be a strange dictate. Al toichach letz pen yisnarko. The Navi says, don't give Musa to a letz, because he's going to hate you. Hoicheach lechochom v'yavech. Give Musa to a chochom, and he will love you. The letz is the one that needs Musa. Who are you giving Musa to? Give Musa to the chochom. Al toichach letz. Don't give, sounds like the Navi saying, don't give Musa to the guy who needs it, because he hates it. Give Musa to the guy who doesn't need it, and he'll love you. That's like a Bari Levine, like a Tzadik Levroche. He used to give a Motzei Shabbos before Maariv. He used to give Musa, Perkei Avos, this, that. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, like a Tzadik Levroche, who was one from the Gedolei Hador of that generation. He once came. He lived there anyway. He came from Maariv. He came early. So he sat and he listened to Rabbi Levine. Rabbi Levine was lacing into the Olam about Shalom Bayis. How to talk to a wife. How to treat a wife. And he was being very graphic, Rabbi Levine. He was saying, you know, you have to be careful to talk to your wife. Mechabdu yosem igufay. The Slutzke Rav, the Slutzke, the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, is sitting there sobbing, crying, hysterically. After Maariv, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer comes over to Rabbi Levine. He says, Rebbe, you mavazim me v'fachesi. He said everything that I do wrong in front of everybody. Rabbi Levine said, Rosh Hashiva, I learned Shalom Bayis from you. What do you mean? No, he said, every word you said pertains to me. Those are the Rabbi Zalman. You know how it is. And all the people that needed to hear it, they thought they're perfect. Right? So what is the Navi telling you? Al toichach letz pen yisnaheko. He needs to. So I always say a poshet pshat. I hold it's poshet pshat. Poshet pshat. And it's aleph beis in chinuch. We're talking about one person. We're not talking about two people. The chochem and the letz. The guy's a letz. If he was a perfect chacham, you don't have to give him any Musa. Right? If the guy's perfect, you don't have to give him Musa. Right? But there's two ways to give somebody Musa. Tell the guy, you letz, what you are. You're good for nothing. Look at yourself. Put yourself together. That's one way to give Musa. The other way, you tell the guy, look who you are. It's the same person. Al toichach letz. Don't give Musa to the guy and talk down to him that you're a letz. Because the only thing that will be accomplished from that Musa, Yisnaeko. He's going to dismiss you. He's going to hate your guts. Hoicheach l'chochom. When you give Musa to him, talk to him like he's a chochom. Talk to him with respect. For Yavecho. And if he's Yavecho, he'll be Mekabel Musa. I made an unbelievable diyuk to a yisoy that Rabbi Yankif. What I'm telling you now really is a yisoy I heard from Rabbi Yankif. Be'etzim. He didn't say it in the pasuk. But Rabbi Yankif used to analyze why is it that Noach was such a failed musar giver. He was a good man, Noach, but he didn't get anybody to do tshuva, right? He went onto the teva with his three kids and the family. That's it. He didn't manage to get anybody. Right? What's pshat? So what's pshat that he failed? So one pshat is he didn't give Musa. Lo yechiach. So Yankif Avadi gave Musa. Then you go the other way around. Yankif Avinu. In 2 weeks from now, we're going to have in the parsha. Yankif Avinu. Vayetze Yankif Be'er Sheva. Yankif gives Musa to the Roy Yitzhoin. He's an old Jew. Comes into a town, he starts giving musa to the shepherds. Any smart person, you don't mess with the shepherds. Chazal say, Roy is posolatus. Right? What's even? Rabbi Yankif was always medayik. But he was matzliach. He gave them musa, they're taking time off from, what are you doing? It's hashku atzoin l'churu. They listened to him. What's pshat? So Rabbi Yankif said, very simple. By Noach, if you look in the Medrash Rabbah, it says when Noach gave Musa, you know what he used to say? You know what his ladies and gentlemen was? Shaitim! You worship stones, sticks and stones. Oh, Shaitim, you fools! Rabbi Yankif said, the second you say Shaitim, the guy says, goodbye, Charlie. I have no interest in anything you have to say. You call me a Shaitim? I'm out. What's Yankif Avinu's first words to the Roy Yitzhak? Achai! Look at the pasuk. My brothers. May I not? You call somebody your brother, he's ready to hear from you. He's ready to hear from you. It's interesting that when the Navi talks about the generation of Noach, what does the Navi say? Sonu Bashar Moichiach. Let's be medayik. It doesn't say Sonu Bashar Toichoch. Sonu Bashar Moichiach. They didn't like the guy giving them Musa. You call me a shaita. I'm out if you call me a... You call me Achai, I'm ready to hear you. That's Pshalei Chech L'Chochem V'Yavecha. Pinchas was very unique. Pinchas comes to Klal Yisrael. And what does the Pasuk say? First of all, he starts his Musar by telling them what Hashem wants. Oymar ala eschem Mitzrayim. Vo'ovi eschem alor etz Hashem nishbati. He right away tells them, Hashem wants what's best for you. That's how he starts. But then he says, it says, first date in Pasuk, Mina Gilgo. What's Gilgal? Comes the Ozra Varov, the Baal Moshe, and he says that Pinchas reminded them about Tzchusim that they have. He says, we made Tzchus al Yisrael, she'oyer Pinchas lifnei shebo lo yichicha min ha-Gilgal, hu Tzchus mile, she'molu ba-Gilgal b'mesirus nefesh. If you remember by the Maisa of Zimri, when Zimri was Mizane, the Ganze Maisa with Zimri and Cosby, so Kleisro were crying. So Pinchas came now and reminded the Schusim that Kleisro had before he gave them Musa. Bekitzer, he came to give them Musa in a way where he was machshiv them. If he's machsh of them, then they're ready to accept what he has to say. And aboichim. That's why he made the impact. That's why we call him a malach. Because Chazal say him, Arav doimel a malach, pakesh terem mipiyu, vim lav al tavakesh terem mipiyu. Frekta haflo and many other achroinim. A Rebbe has to be a malach? Get out of here. He's a human being. Right? Anybody who thinks his Rebbe is a malach has to get himself examined. Right? And could your Rebbe make a mistake? Of course he can make a mistake. Of course he can make a mistake. Chofetz Chaim used to say, if you see your Rebbe made a mistake, there's even halachas in Shulchan Aruch. You have to correct him in a respectful way. So Chofetz Chaim said, Medaf, Zogan, ich stehe vor dem Malach, he said in Yiddish, I'm standing in front of a Malach, aber der Malach gemacht hat das. I think the Malach maybe made a mistake, right? So the Haflos says, so why do we call a Rebbe a Malach? The Haflos says, what's a Malach? A Malach is a Shliach. A Malach doesn't have any of his own self-interests. He's only there for, he's a messenger. The Rav has to be there with a Malach. Kemen Zogan, the fact that Pinchas here, even when he came to give Musar, he was only doing it in a way that they're going to accept it. Vayal Malach Hashem. That's why he calls him a Malach. And that's also true. When you give somebody else Musa, if they think there's even 1% of you in it, they don't accept it. If they think you're frustrated, you're just venting, it's not accepted. If they think you're angry at them, it's not accepted. They have to see purity. When you want somebody to accept something, you have to say, it's for their good, they have to see it. And that's why the term Malach is used here. Because that's what Pinchas succeeded with. Okay, stop it.